This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm very excited.
Why are you excited?
Because we're about to embark on a very exciting endeavor.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've ever planned something in advance, marginally, on The Complete Guide to Everything.
Yeah. We're doing a little something we like to call Halloween month.
Yeah, we didn't spend a lot of time on the name.
We did actually, because I proposed Spooktober and then Scaretober and then Octoboober. Yeah, putting the word boo into October.
Yeah, I suggested Bieber.
Bootober. Oh, it should have been Bootober.
Bootober.
Yeah.
No, that sounds not upsetting. But like Bootober.
Boo, we hate October.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But that's the opposite of what we're about.
Yeah.
We love October.
That's
why we have officially deemed it Halloween month.
Yeah, based on the last day of the month.
Yeah.
Look, everybody loves Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that it's given its proper due this year. So we're doing 31 days of it.
Well,
really,
Yeah, we're doing 4 days. We're going to do 4 weeks of it. We're not going to put out 31 episodes, for God's sake.
Yeah, but Tom, all right.
For ghoul's sake. Look, I'm already making the podcast spookier.
For ghoul's sake?
Yeah.
Instead of God?
Yeah.
You're replacing God with ghouls?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to hell.
Well.
You're going to hell, pal.
Well, I think the ghouls are going to meet me there.
You know what my favorite 90s band is?
What?
Everything But the Ghoul.
Instead of Everything But the Girl?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a very obscure band.
I know. I'm a 90s kid, Tom. What do you want? What do you want from me?
Make better jokes.
Hmm.
Better references. You could have said, you know who my favorite band from the 90s is? The Ghoul Ghoul Dolls.
Ghoul Ghoul Dolls is pretty good. What about this? You know my favorite band from the 90s is?
What's that?
The Spice Ghouls.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That would be a pretty good band.
Yeah, it's five Scary Spices.
Well, yeah.
Assuming that, why did they make her Scary Spice?
I don't know.
Because they're racists?
Yeah, I mean, that was always kind of what I assumed. There was nothing inherently scary about her.
Yeah, imagine she always dressed up like in fancy dress.
Yeah.
You know.
If she was always wearing like a skeleton costume, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Scary
Have
Spice.
Yeah. Maybe, but I think the Spice Ghouls would be a good. Yeah. Is that something that they did on like Tiny Toon Adventures? are we stealing their bits?
Because Posh Spice, no question. Posh. Very posh. And she's actually, I would argue, she's the only Spice Girl that was like,
lived up
I'm
to her
all
name.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this is not an act for me.
My lips are always pursed like
I'm
this.
Gonna be Posh Spice forever. I'm gonna marry David Beckham. I'm always gonna have my lips pursed. I'm always gonna be very fashionably dressed.
I'm gonna be the holdout for things because I'm too
posh.
Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sporty Spice, like in the context of wearing like athletic clothes.
Athleisure,
sure.
Yeah.
She was ahead of the game on the athleisure front.
Yeah. She always seemed very nice.
She did seem very nice. And I think she was like one of the quickest to kind of drop like afterwards. Like, yeah, I don't know. I could take or leave sports. That was just like a gimmick. She wasn't like posh. Baby Spice
She was an actual baby, though. She wasn't an actual. She was.
She was just the youngest, right?
That's what it was. Krang situation, Tom.
She was in. So the real baby Spice was inside the belly, running the whole body.
Yeah, it was like some sort of robot woman that they put a baby in the stomach, which was like the brain center of it.
You know,
and then they put wires into that baby's head.
Krang situations happen more often than. Is that makes it to mainstream media.
Exactly. I'm glad we're here exposing
Krang situations.
Look, whenever I see a Krang situation, I'm going to shout, and I encourage everybody to do the same.
Hey, that's an interdimensional being just in a robot shaped like a woman's stomach.
Exactly.
That's no baby Spice. Then who else was there?
Ginger Spice,
who just had red hair.
Yeah,
so that
works.
Easy
enough. She was probably the most accurate. And then there was Scary, the aforementioned Scary Spice.
Yeah.
Who seemed very nice also. They all seem nice, right? Except for Posh, because they're her purse lips.
Yeah, and Posh didn't seem like she was mean. It just kind of seemed like she wouldn't give you the time of day.
Yeah,
but you would love it. That's what you want out of her.
Well, you don't love you her, but you love to hate her.
Right, and you could say it.
You want to be her.
You could say the other Spice Girls, like, boy, what's up her butt? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, tell us about
Oy.
It. Because they're all more down to earth.
Yeah. Not Ginger. I feel like she also floated above a little bit. Because she was the first one to leave, you see.
That's true. Who would you say is the most talented Spice Girl?
I don't know. I can't tell them apart.
You can tell them apart. That's the only thing that they had going. Not the only thing.
I can't tell their voices
apart.
Oh,
yeah. I think Ginger probably was the most. I think that's why she left. Like, I don't think she had, like, a great voice, but I don't think, I think it was still, like, a little bit better than the majority of the other ones.
Right. I have no idea. I don't know who sang what part. I don't, like, TLC was, like, you know, Left Eye was the rapper.
Yeah.
Chili did, like,
the smooth
vocals, right? Mm-hmm. And then T-Boz did the more, like, aggressive vocals. Yeah. You know, they all.
And there are only three.
I can't keep track of large amounts of people. It's, you know, like you listen to a Wu-Tang Clan record. It's like, who's talking?
Well, no, but
why are all these men talking so much?
But the
when are they going to start singing?
The convenient thing with a Wu-Tang record is that often they'll tell you who they are in the beginning. They'll be like, yo, Ghostface back.
Yeah, is that an actual?
Yeah, yo, and then he'll be like, "Ghostface Killer's back, and I'm here to say," and then he'll say what he has to say, and you're like, "Well, that's his opinion. That's Ghostface Killer's opinion."
I do like that. You know what I didn't like?
What's that
about a lot of like late '90s, early 2000s rap, and I don't know much. But particularly like the Eminem variety.
Yeah.
Where like Eminem. No, I just didn't like that at the beginning of like the first new single from every album is like, guess who's back? Shady's back. Hey, I'm back. And it's like, that's not a way to make a timeless song, my friend. Because like when that comes out, it's like, oh, yeah, it has been about a year since the last album cycle.
Right.
Okay, cool, you're back. But then you put on the record at any time. It's like, yeah, I know you're back. You're in my regular rotation, Marshall.
Yeah, if
you don't have to announce it every time.
If Jailhouse Rock started with, oh, guess who's back? It's me, Elvis. You'd be like, well, that's not very timeless, Elvis. Yeah,
I'm Tom Petty, and this is my song, American Girl.
Well, and especially like somebody like Elvis, where it's like, well, you've been dead for over 40 years now. I mean, you're not back. You're still dead. You're still deceased.
Yeah. Dead and buried in an extra.
Eminem's going to confuse a lot of people.
Yeah.
When that.
My grandchildren will be like, oh, he's back.
Yeah.
Oh, he's alive again. Because also.
Oh, he must have undergone the new procedure.
Yeah, because it'll be a thing. So it's Halloween month here on the Get Everything. We're starting off this week. Tom, we shouldn't say what we have planned, right?
Probably not, just in case it doesn't happen.
But
it
will
happen.
You say should, I say will.
All right. Well, you're the holdout. You're not the holdout, but you're the...
Look, I know your work ethic, Tom. I know you talk a big game. And some
oh, I
of
guess,
these...
yeah, no, yeah, I have to read some books.
Yeah. Listen. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Together. in the spookiest month.
In the spookiest way possible.
Yeah, Halloween month.
And we have to go on a trip.
Oh, yeah, we do have to go on
a trip.
Yeah,
that's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Oh, I'll do that.
All right.
I'm just afraid my wife's going to yell at me.
All right. So to kick off Halloween month.
This is such a... I love the name. It's really evocative.
It's very evocative. Yeah. It really makes you think of all things Halloween. October. We're talking about trick-or-treating, which we have not done. We went through the archives. We've done like almost every other Halloween related
trick-or-treating, yeah.
Thing. Last year we did Halloween candy. This is not about Halloween candy.
No.
It's about the act of trick-or-treating, a.k.a. guising, a.k.a. souling.
Yeah, S-O-U-L-I-N-G. You know, you take someone's soul and you soul it.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Look, Tom, trick-or-treating right now. You go out on October 20th. When's Halloween again?
31st.
October 31st. Why did I think it was the 28th?
I have no idea. Did you think October is February?
I often think October is February.
It's How very... often do you forget what season it is?
Never. Oh. I'm never really thinking about what... I'm always thinking.
Almost always. I think it's a problem... All my dreams never take place in the season it is.
That's a weird schedule you're on.
Right?
Man, your dream schedule is all
my
out of whack.
My dreams are never the current season. They're always taking place in a different season.
That's nice. It's like a little vacation every time you go
no,
to sleep.
No, it's confusing. Every time I wake up, I'm not sure what season it is.
Well, you can...
I get a good idea pretty quickly.
You can, like, look at a calendar when you wake up.
I always look outside and see if the leaves have turned.
You have to see it.
Or if there's snow on the ground.
Okay.
But, yeah. So I get confused about the seasons.
Right. Okay. But. Well, you're confused about a lot of things. Anyway, what was that? Oh, you go outside on October 31st.
Yeah.
You're going to see, at least in the States here. I don't know what other people are going to see.
You know, yeah. I mean, it does seem like it's... Actually, I don't know if it's... It has to have trickled down to kids in, like, the UK now.
Yeah, I think it's gaining steam over there because it's a fun... Halloween's a fun holiday.
Yeah. I mean, it gained steam, like, even in the time since we've been doing this podcast. Like, when we went over there years ago, people were like, some people do it. And now people are like, oh, it's an excuse to dress up and get drunk.
Yeah.
Once everybody understood that, everybody got real into it.
Yeah. The kids don't get drunk. Here's what the kids do. And the teens and some adults. Mm-hmm. You dress up as whatever you want. It's free country. There's no king
well,
or
the,
queen telling
well,
us
the
what
United
to do.
Kingdom isn't free. They're yeah. under the strict yeah. rule.
And you go out there and you go from door to door in your neighborhood or other people's neighborhoods. You knock on the door.
Yeah, you usually want to go to rich people's neighborhood.
Yeah. And you say, trick or treat. And they give you candy. And then you walk away.
Yeah. You say thank you.
Yeah, you say thank you. Or the moms there go, say thank you, Dylan.
Yeah, thank goes, you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Shut up. Mom, you idiot.
Give me my phone back.
And then you go to the next house, and then you go home, and you eat all the candy.
Yeah.
Well, first your parents have to check it to make sure there's nobody's tampered with it.
Yeah. You see that in Australia? They had people putting needles in strawberries?
Oh, brother.
Oh, what
Australia.
A terrible thing. Well, I wouldn't blame Australia. I mean, they seemed pretty upset about it,
presumably. Do you think it was like some German guy that went to Australia to do that? No, it's an Australian guy that did it.
You know, it hadn't occurred to me, but that does sound plausible. If they were like, it turns out it was a German man who traveled here with a thousand needles in his
historically, German men have done some pretty bad things.
Yeah, yeah. This wouldn't even make, like, the list.
Yeah. You know what? So everybody, you know, you go, you say trick or treat, and that's where we get the term trick or treating.
Yes.
Fun size bars. They make fun size, which means small size, like candy bars. All the candy corporations.
So is the implication there that a full size candy bar is a serious size?
Yeah, it's grown up business.
Well, and then bigger than that, it's a king size. And boy, you know, heavy lies the crown.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't get any more serious.
I'd love to be the king. I'd love to be in charge of stuff, but I don't think I'm prepared for the responsibility.
Yeah.
Of a Snickers bar that large.
Right. I bought some king size Reese's lately.
Are the cups bigger or they're just more in the...
Just more. Well, these were the mini cups.
Oh.
And there were more, I guess.
In a bag?
In a bag, yeah.
That's a weird way to say king size.
Yeah, it did feel like I didn't even notice when I picked it up because it was just like by the counter or whatever. And I was like, oh, I could go for a...
You buy bags of mini Reese's peanut butter cups at the store? Like on like a regular, like on like a Thursday?
No, not on a regular basis, but sometimes I could go for a peanut butter chocolatey treat.
Yeah, you don't get a single serve jam. You're just I need a lot of this.
Listen, you asshole. It was in the regular, like the what do you call that? Like the impulse buy area.
Yeah,
and
should be called the Tom Reynolds section.
I do most of my shopping in the impulse buy areas of stores.
Yeah, why bother going to the aisles? Everything you want is.
You know how many times this isn't even a joke? How many times I have to like tell cashiers like, no, I'm just looking. Because I'm, like, browsing in front of the cash registers and stuff. Like, I'm not in line. I'm doing my regular shopping. But then I'm like, well, there's not enough time when you're in that line sometimes to really get a good idea of everything on offer.
It's a shame that you don't have more, like, accumulated wealth. Because I think it's very easy to separate you from your money. Like, I feel like...
Why is that a shame, then?
It's a shame that I can't bilk you out of it. Like,
what, are you thinking about putting, like, a impulse buy section in your home?
Yeah, I'd invite you over for a game night, and then there's just a bunch of, like
oh, well, we do have a few products on offer on your way out the door.
This is buffalo...
I'm in.
...flavored...
Yeah, I'll try it.
Reese's peanut butter cups, and you'll be like, all right, yeah. I'm in.
I told you about buying the spicy Dr. Pepper that I hated.
Yeah.
And that was the victim of... impulse buy.
You're the victim of being not very savvy.
But I bought these Reese's cups in a bag, and I just thought they were a regular size because they were in like the regular size area. They weren't in the.
And again, this was just a bigger bag that held the normal sized.
Yeah, but it didn't even feel bigger. Candy. It wasn't until I put it down. I'm like, oh, it's king size. But I think
until I put it down, that I was like. Oh, man, my arms all, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, real cramp there. Mm. No, I don't think that they make a non-king size for this particular. Are you aware of this product? Are you familiar with this product?
The mini
cups.
Yeah.
So they're like unwrapped.
Oh, no, they're unwrapped.
They're unwrapped. Yeah, they're smaller than the cups you're thinking of.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, they're not the miniature cups. They're mini cups.
Oh, this makes a lot more sense. So this was still in the... See, I thought you were buying like a bag for the size of preparing for trick-or-treaters to come to your house.
No, this is
and
a
like,
single serve.
You understand why I thought you were insane for buying just like, you know, like...
Yeah.
a thousand of those things.
Right,
whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Which is always tempting at Halloween because you can get some real good candy deals, especially right after Halloween. Yeah. But if
hey,
I have candy,
you know what I say? November 1st, that's when I quench my candy thirst.
You have to be quick, though, because everybody's aware of that nowadays. I mean, I haven't been able to get Cadbury eggs after Easter in a long time. That used to always be when it was like freaking they would flip the sign from duck season to rabbit season.
Mm-hmm.
And you could buy these things so cheap. But anyway... Don't buy, I can't keep candy in my home because I'll eat it.
Yeah, me too.
I bought some of these Reese's and then I was also like, oh, let me buy some of these store brand Swedish fish.
Store brand?
Yeah, which like there were like Rite Aid brand Swedish fish. They sucked shit.
Yeah, it was made by a pharmacist.
So terrible. Yeah, they made me feel really woozy.
Yeah.
I think it was just cough syrup put into Swedish fish form.
I mean, that would sell really well, and I'd like to eat those.
Cough syrup?
Yeah.
Cough syrup. Oh, but like they have codeine in them or something?
Yeah.
All right.
Drugs, Tom. Love them.
But yeah, so that's my most recent candy experience.
what I was thinking is, what if Eminem, Mars, Hershey, Reese's, they all got together and they were like...
I mean, most of those, I think everything except Mars is together already.
Okay, cool.
Half your work's done.
Great. Just get Eminem's and the conglomerate. Get everyone in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
And like, just be like, 2019, guess what? No fun size. Let's make everybody buy the big size. Right? Wouldn't that make trick-or-treating the best for everybody? You had to get a full-size Snickers bar?
If they were like, we're really going to turn the screws to everybody.
Yeah. What are they going to do? Eradicate trick-or-treating?
Yeah. I mean, probably like a lot of people just wouldn't. They probably lose a lot of money. People just wouldn't buy them. You can't buy like bags of regular-sized candy bars. You can Hershey's bars.
On Amazon, I bet you can buy in bulk.
Yeah.
And everybody does all their shopping but like through tcgte.com/Amazon.
At the store, the only candy bar you can buy in bulk at full size is Hershey bars, and that's because they suck.
No, it's because of s'mores. Huh?
Yeah, well, and that's the only thing they're good for.
Yeah, but if everybody was acclimated to the fact that, like, look, we're not giving out fun size anymore. We're giving out full size. It's the only option available. They'll start putting those things in bags, full-size Snickers bars.
Yeah, well, if they switched over the manufacturing.
Yeah.
I just went to the supermarket to get us beer.
Mm-hmm.
They sell this beer. This is related to candy.
I bet it's not. But
they sell this beer down there. Six-pack of beer. How much do you think it costs?
What kind of beer?
Cheap beer. It's called Cowboy Lager.
Cowboy Lager? Oh, I don't like the sound of this.
How much do you think a six-pack is?
$6.
$3.50.
Wow.
And I looked it up because, like, I saw it. And the good thing about this supermarket is a lot of times they have, they are actually very similar to my dreams where they're always on the wrong season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when you go there, they have like summer stuff right when fall's starting or fall stuff right when winter's starting. Like they must have like the distributor they work with must be like, hey, we got a bunch of shit we can't move. Like we'll sell to you at a good price. And so you go there and they have like good stuff at like a very good price. And, you know, the understanding is like, it's a little bit old, but it's good. So with this, I was like, maybe there's just like...
Tom, you always talk about this. you've brought this up a million times. I think you've just never before in your life gone grocery shopping on a regular basis. And you don't know how grocery stores
100%.
Work. Like, that's how things work. It's like when they put things on sale when they're about to go bad.
Well, this place, you have to be careful because sometimes things are on sale because they already have gone bad.
Yeah. So you can buy a six pack for 58 cents a beer.
Yeah. So,
and it's what the Cowboys drink?
Well, that's what they would like you to believe. So I looked it up because I was like, maybe there's just like an old thing. Because I did buy a pack of 350. How can you not? And I was like, this tastes kind of weird. And then I like looked it up on like beer review websites and they were like, this isn't beer. This is malt liquor. And like the way they get the alcohol content up is by just putting corn syrup in it.
Hmm. I mean, that seems right up your alley.
All your favorite
drinks have massive amount of corn syrup.
But I don't know. All my favorite drinks have chemicals that simulate what corn syrup tastes like.
I like that. It's an approximation of an approximation.
Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta get 2 degrees away to really get the good stuff.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's auraframes.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Tom, we've had a lot of fun today.
We sure have.
But we really got to get down to trick or treating.
Yeah. Or as bullies would say, trick or beating.
Is that a thing?
No, it could be. Maybe I just gave some bullies a good idea.
I think a good business for you, Tom, would be going around and advising bullies.
Just being like a consultant for bullies?
Yeah, you're a bully yourself.
I'm not a bully.
You are. You bully me week after week.
It's not true.
Trick-or-treating began in medieval times.
I'm just trying to toughen you up, Tim, for the real world.
People would go around souling, which was begging for food or money in exchange for a song or a prayer for the dead.
Oh, that so
that stinks. If it was like, hey, you get a knock on your door, hey, you got any bread? I'll sing a song for your dead grandma.
Well,
stop it.
That's the part that probably stinks. They're probably like, oh, in exchange for the bread, I'll sing a song for a dead loved one. Tell me about them.
Yeah.
Like, nah, you can just take the bread, man.
And the eyes of blue and the hair of red. She's dead. She's dead. She's dead. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Also,
singing for my supper,
I would argue that somebody like, you know, begging around for bread, they've got no sway in the other realm.
I don't know, man. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle
than a rich man. It's true.
To heaven.
Yeah, I guess
you're
right.
Really say that?
What?
Did Jesus really say that?
Did Jesus really say that? Yeah. I don't know. Did
I probably misquoted him. I was wondering if they had needles back then.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly didn't have needles you could, like, put a thread through.
I mean, maybe they did. They had clothes. We've all seen the painting.
Yeah,
the
but
last
they're all, like...
How do they keep them together? Clothespins?
Pretty basic clothes, to be honest.
I think we would have known if there were clothespins holding all of their robes together.
Back in, like, Jesus' day, a lot of people had to be wearing, like, ill-fitting clothes, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Like, either that never... or the best-fitting clothes, because...
Everything's custom.
Yeah. Ooh, no. I'd like. Do you ever own any custom clothes?
I have a custom suit.
You got it in Thailand?
No, I got it through like an online thing.
Did you?
But
go?
It fits great. No, I had to do like a bunch of measurements.
See, I don't trust you to do your own.
No,
measurements.
I had to like go to a place and have them measure.
All right, cool. Yeah, there's nothing.
But then I ate a bunch of food since then, so I'm sure it doesn't fit anymore.
Well, when did you get it?
Not that long ago. Maybe it still fits.
Yeah, that's the thing, getting things custom made. Look, I'm only getting fatter.
I'm only getting fatter and shrinking.
I've agreed to run the 2019 New York City Marathon.
You've agreed to who?
Yeah, me and another fella, you don't know him. We made a pact on video that we're going to run the marathon video. Next year.
Who do I not know that you're talking to on video?
No. We were together. We were hanging out, and somebody took a video of it, and we committed to... So I'm going to have to set up like a GoFundMe page or something.
Why do you need money?
Because you
need to learn how to fucking run that long first before you start asking people for money.
I
want to see some proof.
First of all, I have 13 months to learn how to run. And I'm going to take the whole 13 months, but I'll do it. Second of all, you can't just get into the New York City Marathon just being like, hey, I'm a dickhead who wants to run. You have to raise money for a charity.
How much do you need to raise? I didn't know that's... I thought it was like a lottery system.
It's that or
qualifying. Or you have to be like, oh, I raised all this money. You have to let me in.
Yeah, it's called doing good, Tom. Perhaps you should look into it.
Well, it sounds to me like it's a way to... If you can't prove you can run that far, you can buy your way in.
Yes, but buy your way in by giving to a good cause.
Right.
Best case scenario for everybody. Look...
How much do you have to raise?
I have no idea. I haven't looked into any of this. But I will be running the marathon. I plan on winning it.
Oh,
I have
wow.
a long time to... Have you ever heard of anybody preparing for a marathon over a year in advance?
No.
So there you go.
So yeah, they're probably...
The
if
inside
you do,
track
you're probably
belongs
gonna win.
To Tim. Yeah.
Yeah. Because most people run the marathon, they don't even realize until right before, and they go, oh, shit.
Like a week before, maybe.
I should start training.
Yeah, and then they download the Couch to Marathon app from
right.
their phone.
Put in 1 week, and and on their way they go. Yeah. There's a guy near me lately that runs without shoes on.
Oh, yeah. The way God intended.
Everybody always looks at him. And there's another guy. I don't think it's the same guy. I think it's a different guy. Might be the same guy. He kind of runs like he prances, like a little bit. Like he runs on his toes. It kind of looks silly.
Well, probably because of all the broken glass.
Yeah, maybe. No, because that guy's wearing shoes, but I think they are the same guy now that I think about it.
Hmm.
I'll have to go through my photos.
Anyway, trick or treating.
Yeah.
It started out there. The first time they used the phrase trick or treat was in Alberta, Canada. Alberta calendar. How do you pronounce that?
Canada.
There is shockingly little information on the World Wide Web about the origin of trick or treat.
Well, we were both kind of looking it up, and like, it's very strange. I would have never guessed this. Like, Canada has like a lot to do with trick or treating and Halloween.
Yeah,
and I don't know if they're being humble about it and they don't talk about it much, or if they've also forgotten how all this stuff came about.
Yeah.
But, like, I was looking at, like, some old
Either
creepy
way,
pictures from the 20s in Alberta of people wearing crazy things.
Yeah. So, I guess the idea is you knock on someone's door and you say, give me, it's essentially saying, give me candy or we're going to do something, a trick.
Yeah, and I always thought it was, like, give me a treat or give me a trick.
No, it's... Well,
like,
yeah.
Or, you know, put a mouse trap in my bag.
Yeah, but why would you be asking for that unless you're some sort of creep?
Were you asking for it, pal?
Well, what are you asking for, a mouse trap in your candy
yeah,
bag?
Yeah, later on in the night when you reach into your candy bag haphazardly, a mouse trap goes off.
Yeah, you like the thrill of maybe, hey, maybe it's a Snickers bar, maybe
what,
it's a...
What is this, a sexual thing? You get off on this?
Yeah, I mean, trick or treat would mean it should be treat
or
trick.
Yeah,
and then that's the inherent threat of a trick.
Yeah,
you
but
don't get the treat.
It's almost kind of more threatening, trick or treat, because it's kind of more threatening to be like, you want to get fucked up or you want to play nice.
Yeah, that's true. You lead with this, like, hey, the default is trick.
Yeah, that's gonna happen no matter what, pal. Yeah. Unless you convince me otherwise.
Yeah. It's not like,
with a treat.
If you don't give me
with
a treat,
with a
I won't play a trick. It's like, I'm playing a trick. You gotta
talk me out of it.
Yeah, talk me out of it, pal.
Yeah, talk me out the ledge. Show me a fun-sized Snickers. They'll convince me otherwise to do this trick.
I'm going to teach my kids, instead of saying trick or treat, talk me out of it, asshole, because I want to do it.
Give me one good reason.
I'm dying.
to do it. I am dying to pull a fucking trick.
Oh, I got so many tricks planned.
Oh, I got so many tricks up my sleeve. You're not going to believe it.
I just thought of another trick right now that I could pull on you. I hope you don't give me a treat.
I'm
really
7 years old
it.
And I've been spending every day of my life thinking up these tricks.
Yeah.
I'm going to ruin you.
What are the tricks? Eggs?
Eggs and toilet paper. TPing. Yeah. Have you ever egged or TP'd a place?
I've never TP'd a place. That just seems like a lot of forethought because you need a lot of rolls of toilet paper.
You don't need a lot. You just need to like use the same one over and over. Just keep throwing it up.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of work because then you got to go retrieve it.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to do like a... And I'm talking, you know what? When I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about toilet papering trees, which is a real indignity on the tree because toilet paper is made out of trees.
Yeah. It's like throwing somebody's ashes at a human being.
Right. Yeah, just a real indignity.
Man, I'm surprised that isn't a YouTube channel yet.
Somebody throwing
ashes. Because, like, there's a lot of unclaimed ashes, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could just make ashes out of wood, too. And
no, but what I'm saying is human ashes.
Yeah, but I'm saying you could just make ashes out of wood and be like, this is a person, right, before you throw it at somebody. They're not going to know one way
this
or another.
This is a person, he yells.
This used to be a person. This is my grandma.
Unclaimed ashes, like at the morgue.
Mm-hmm.
How easy is it to claim
them?
I don't think
it's easy. I don't think anyone could go there.
What's the morgue going to do with it?
Well, but
why do they keep them then?
Well, but I don't think a morgue wants to get a reputation as a place with free ashes.
Not free. You probably have to fill out paperwork. So if you're there every week being like,
if they're unclaimed, why do you have to fill out paperwork?
To claim them.
Yeah, but then you would think the paperwork would have to have some, like, right to a claim.
Why keep unclaimed ashes? Why not just throw them
out?
Burn
them again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they probably do. Like, they probably don't say, you can't go to a morgue and they've got, like, oh, we have 50 years of unclaimed ashes. They probably chuck them after a bit or bury them. Or tell you they bury them.
Who cares about burying ashes? Spread them. You know what? I'm going to go to the morgue tomorrow. I'm going to get whatever unclaimed ashes they have, and I'm going to spread them in the most beautiful places in the world. That's what they
in
deserve.
In the world.
What?
Travel the world with 500 pounds of ashes spreading
them. You know what? I'll do it one at a time, Tom. I've always wanted to see the
one
world.
Ash at a time.
No, one person's ashes at the time. At a time.
At the time.
At the right time.
At the appropriate time. Yeah. I was saying, like, I'm thinking about TPing trees where it's very easy to use the same roll because you're basically throwing it straight up, comes back down, you catch it, you throw it again. But if you're TPing a house, you're probably throwing it over the house. So you got to get to the other side of the house. And also, if the people are home, they're going to be like, hey, what's all this toilet paper?
If the people are home, you're sunk right away because it takes like...
That's when you got to use
eggs. You ever TP'd a house?
Yeah, I think only trees and I think only like friends' parents' houses.
Yeah, so friends' houses.
Yeah. But when you know the people are home, that's when you use eggs.
Yeah.
We're shaving... What's the deal with shaving cream, too? Because, like, I only use it on other people during Halloween. Like, we would shave and cream each other.
Yeah. There's not much you can do.
You get a sore throat from all the menthol, usually.
Is there menthol on shaving cream?
Well, not all, but usually I like to pay the extra money.
They did
nice
this thing
menthol
where
shaving cream.
You would take a lighter and you would, it'd be an aerosol shaving cream can.
Yeah.
And people would like melt down the spout, mm-hmm. the nozzle, whatever.
Yeah.
So it was smaller.
Build up the pressure.
It builds up the pressure and it shoots a narrower but further stream, right?
Right. Yeah.
But the idea of lighting a flame
right.
near an aerosol can,
the whole thing could go up.
The whole thing could just pop and just like. Right into your chest, right into your face.
It's aluminum. Yeah. I mean, that's not going to happen if you're I mean, I was going to say if you're careful, but if there's one thing teenagers
are. If it was the 13-year-old boys doing this.
Yeah.
We're not being careful. I don't even know where they got a lighter, to be honest.
They shouldn't be selling them to them.
Yeah. We couldn't buy shaving cream like starting October 25th.
Yeah. It's like, I need to shave my mustache.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Was it even that? I seem to remember it being like literally on like Halloween day you couldn't buy it.
Maybe.
And thinking like, oh, that's stupid, but also like, huh, very adept that teenagers don't think even 24 hours ahead of time.
That's accurate.
Like that was enough to make sure.
I always thought they didn't sell it to me year round, Tom, because they were afraid I was going to use it to smuggle dinosaur DNA.
Right. I was able to buy it even on Halloween because I had a goatee.
Yeah.
So they were like, well, this guy needs it. He's got to keep that goatee in tip-top shape.
Yeah.
Got to keep it tight.
Hey, I have the ability to grow facial hair, so I need this.
How old is too old to go trick-or-treating, would you say?
15.
15? That old?
Yeah.
I would say 13.
Well, that's a very minor difference.
2 years, two Halloweens worth.
Yeah, Tom, but here's what I'm saying. Free candy.
Yeah, I don't know.
You walk around. I think if you put effort into it, I'm sure there are teens now, there are 14-year-olds, Tom, that are out there like, they're the creative types, right? And it's not like when we were teens, Tom, and like any type of creativity was like, oh, you're going to pay for this. How dare you have an imagination.
You be creative.
Yeah. And it's like, what a loser, what an asshole. Nowadays, like, I think creativity is like kind of celebrated.
Right.
So it's like, if you're, as long as you're not just putting on like, some like $15 mask from Spencer Gifts of like like some bullshit. Like if you're putting thought into it, look, get some candy. Eat that candy. Who cares? Free candy, Tom. You're paying top dollar for it at the store.
That's true, yeah. Or resorting to store brand Swedish Fish.
Yeah.
I think I remember one of the last years that I trick-or-treated. I did have that idea of like, well, I'm going to go all out. And I got a costume that was a Terminator costume, which was like an endoskeleton with like the skin kind of like ripped away. It was very difficult to put on. It was
well, that's good.
Yeah. It didn't look good.
No, it didn't.
And the
did it require some sort of expertise in like.
It did
makeup arts.
It did, and I think it also required better materials. I still remember this material that was like fake skin. It felt so weird. It basically felt like silly putty with a lot of hair in it.
Why was there hair in it?
There wasn't hair in it, but that's what it felt like.
Okay.
It was a very strange. It didn't stick on very well, and I couldn't find a leather jacket, so I wore a jean jacket. I mean, that's like a real half-ass.
Yeah.
No, I think it was.
I wouldn't have given you like.
I think it was that I assumed I could use my dad's like old leather jacket, and he was like, "What? No, that stuff's like dripping off your. It's gonna ruin this leather jacket." No.
Plus, I saw your idiot friends lighting a shaving
cream nozzles.
Yeah, you're gonna get this all covered in shaving cream.
Yeah. I was wrongly accused of egging a house once.
Really?
Yeah. You know who this person is. I don't know if you're pretending.
Oh, yeah, I do know.
Yeah, which was like a scandal.
You made
hometown.
It into our local newspaper's police
blotter.
Yeah,
it was in the police blotter. And like
the police blotter is the craziest thing. Does this happen in all suburban towns that there's a newspaper?
Just like unsubstantiated crimes.
Yeah, and like they, it's like, oh, yeah, the police responded to this and like, we think it was this person.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what happened with this. Like, I was at somebody's house, like, you know, it was a big group of kids. And then we went to like another kid's house and he was like kind of a nerd and like asshole parents. And like nothing even really happened. And then for some reason, like later that night, I heard they were like, oh, like that kid's parents said you threw a rock through their window. And I was like, what? And it wasn't even that. It was that another crazy kid had attacked me on their lawn. And like, you know, we just had like a,
you were attacked by a crazy person?
Like a teenage fight, like not a real fight. Like,
did you get into a lot of fights as a teen?
No, I didn't. And this wasn't a real, there were no like punches or anything. It was like a, you know, a tackling and wrestling type fight. Horseplay. Yeah, I found out they were like, oh no, they think you came back later and threw a rock through their window. It's like, what? I didn't do that. And I was like, wait a minute. They think it was me. Another kid was there is like the baddest kid in town. Like the biggest piece of shit. Like he's already been in like
good alibi. The baddest kid in town was
no.
There.
This kid had like already been in juvie and stuff, and like
juvie.
and had like broken off from our group because there were like kids with swords and shit that wanted to get like. They were like, we're going to go, you know, like,
this story has
rob
off liquor. The rails. What are you talking
like,
about?
I don't really remember it, but I remember.
Swords and juvie, the baddest kid in town.
But I remember talking to his
name,
kid.
Names.
And being like, why are your parents putting me in the police blotter? Like, that wasn't me. Why did they even single me out of, like, I didn't even know that they knew what my name is. I don't know their name. It wasn't me.
You do know their name.
I know their name
now.
That man
is an elected official.
Yeah, and that's why I can't say it because, look, I'm not going to get it. I'm going to.
Barack Obama.
But it was the most insane thing because, like, in all, you make jokes, but I was a pretty good kid as a teenager.
Tom, you were a perfect
I certainly
little angel.
Wouldn't have
we
thrown a rock through somebody's window.
I mean, you did have a goatee, so you kind of looked like the evil
Tom. I don't think I had a goatee at that point yet. I think this is pre-goatee.
Look, if I was a parent and somebody threw a rock through my window and there was one guy there with a goddamn goatee at like 16.
It's that 35-year-old man.
Yeah,
he
it's
did
like
it.
It's that guy.
No, they should have been like, oh, it's probably the guy who like has already been like thrown out of her school and been to jail. Like
juvie, as you
who like tormented their kid relentlessly. Was like one of those kids where it's like, oh, they're friends. And like everybody but the parents were fooled and where it's like, nah, they're not friends. That kid just like tortures your shitty kid.
Well, Tom, I'm glad you have this forum to clear your name.
If I could go back in time, I would do it.
What?
Throw a rock through the window.
I thought you meant clear your name.
They drag my name through the mud.
Why don't you give them a call right now?
Maybe, you know, maybe I'll go by their house and throw a rock through their window.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of thinking. My parents used to tell me about this stuff that happened in, like, the 50s and 60s.
The LSD?
No. They were too young for that then.
Woodstock?
Woodstock, punk rock, Watergate, punk rock.
Punk rock and Watergate didn't happen in the 50s.
What is, I was trying to quote, "We Didn't Start the Fire," but it all blends together. That's a bad song. Can we objectively say?
No, we can objectively say it's a good song.
Harry Truman.
Doris Day.
Red China. This would be a great drinking game.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
just back and forth with each reference.
Yeah.
The boomers would love it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a great drinking play to a great drinking game to play with Billy Joel, but he would know all the answers and be itching for a drink the whole time.
Oh, yeah. He'd have to pretend to be like,
yeah.
Oh,
I don't know that. Well, glug, 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 glug.
Gotta go.
Hey, that's my house.
That's my car.
My parents would tell me stories about when they were kids.
Uh-huh.
Some of the houses on their trick or treat routine.
Right.
We all had our routes.
Yeah, I mean,
you skip the old people.
Yeah, like you're
because they talk to you.
Yeah, your parents know like what are like a decent enough area to go to and like, yeah, all right, yeah, this house, skip it. Those people like don't trim their hedges or whatever.
I remember one year, Tom, and it was me and my friend Sean. We were Wayne and Garth So when did Wayne's World come out? 93?
Yeah.
So we're probably 11.
Okay.
And it was lawless because it was...
you were old enough to go out on your own?
We were old enough, and it was the two of us. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was raining so hard that the street was flooded. And Sean and I
like, there's candy
were
out
11
there.
Years old just on our own at like 7 p.m. I remember we were like, oh, man, it got
were you,
dark
were
really
you
early.
Were you Wayne or Garth?
I was Wayne.
Okay. So you were just wearing a hat and a black T-shirt.
And a wig.
Oh, you were wearing the wig, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Yeah, it was great. What? Fuck you, Tom. But, like, I just remember, like, I distinctly remember, like, flooded, like, up to my knees in water walking down the street. And it was dark out. And yeah. It was like, yeah, we were just allowed to do that. That's cool.
Well,
I hope
probably...
this doesn't get, I hope me saying this publicly doesn't get me taken away from my parents.
It doesn't get me
I hope
trouble.
Nobody calls Child Protective Services.
Please
on.
Don't call Child Protective Services yeah. on Tim's parents. That's
they're doing the best they yeah, can.
I mean, that should be the intro to every episode, but.
I don't want to be taken away from them.
You probably, because I remember, like, I have vague memories of certain Halloweens that. Not for like maybe for like less severe rain, but for like various reasons like that, or like it was cold that like not that many people were out trick or treating.
Mm-hmm.
And when you would go to houses, they'd be like, not that many people are out here, just take like a ton of stuff.
Yeah, thank you very much, is yeah. what I would say.
Yeah,
yeah, I think I will.
Yeah, it's just us diehards out here, us candy fiends.
Yeah, us real candy fans. So my parents would tell me about when they were kids. That, like, there were houses in their neighborhood that, like, you'd go inside and it would be, like, a full haunted house that, like, they'd go and you'd walk around the house and there'd be various, like, you know, when you were talking about, like, in the 20s. Now, my parents were not kids in the 20s.
Right.
But, like, how the costumes were, like, actually frightening in, like, Canada.
Yeah, and, like, mostly frightening because they were weird.
Yeah, like there were like actual like dark macabre things.
Yeah, and not even like I'm gonna dress like a skeleton. It's like I'm gonna dress as Halloween itself. Just gonna wear like a black hood.
I'm going to dress as the concept of suffering.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear like lace and weird things.
Yeah, but this was like I think it was like dark, but I think. In the 50s and 60s, probably the 60s more, it was like, I don't think these people had kids that were doing this.
Oh, you think they were creeps?
I don't know if they were creeps, but I think anybody that's really like, I'm going to really excite some children tonight or
well,
on
and especially
some
like
level.
In the 50s and 60s when nobody gave a shit about kids. It was just like, kid, whatever. Watch,
maybe these were good people that were like, hey, you know what? I want them to like have a good time, an immersive experience.
Yeah.
All I'm looking for, Tom, in life is a quality immersive experience.
Yeah.
Do you find this?
So this was like 50 Sleep No More for Children.
Exactly.
A real immersive theater experience. Now, would these people have like actors in these?
I don't think so. I think my parents are probably remembering it
as way more elaborate than it
exactly.
was.
Exactly, because when you're a child, like you think these things. It's like when you go to Disney World as an adult, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend it. You see all the seams
in the costumes.
In the costumes, you're like, that's not a real mouse.
No, but I think that's the thing. Like, that's what fascinates me about Disney, like noticing how they design like hills so you can't see into like other areas. Like I like that stuff.
Yeah, no, and that's great. And you hear about that stuff, and when you're a kid, it's all seamless.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you go there now, you're like. That hill's not obscuring my view.
Yeah, I can see over that
yeah,
hill.
It's like, oh, I see what's happening. Oh, I see that these are just like unhappy college kids in the suits. Like,
well, that's why when I go to Disney World nowadays, I insist on having a wheelchair and just being wheeled around. It's a very, it's the most luxurious way
that's
to
one,
see
that's
Disney World.
One way. That's how I get through the airport. yeah, but...
I'll tell you what, this last time I was lugging my bags through the airport, I was like, How do you get one? How do you get on the list for one of those little cars to drive you around?
Can I tell you something, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Here's why I think I prefer the United Kingdom to the United States.
Tell me more, and then I'm going to call the treason hotline.
Okay, yeah. Tom, you're walking in JFK or LaGuardia.
Mm-hmm.
A cart is driving around some old people, mm-hmm. right? What do you hear? All right, you're walking around Heathrow or Gatwick?
Yeah, that's the other one.
There's some old blokes being chauffeured around by a cart. What do you hear?
I haven't noticed, but I imagine it's probably something like ding dong.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. No, what you hear is
oh, I have heard. Oh, now I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's like white noise, and like it alerts you to their presence, but it's still kind of calming, right. And you're like, oh, there's a cart coming up behind me, but it's not like aggravating me. It's
you know
not
what?
It's not killing me.
Now that you mention it, Tim, I think the reason I didn't remember is I've often been lulled to sleep by that.
Exactly.
Just along the thoroughfare.
Everyone in its path falls asleep, and they just kind of avoid all the sleeping people, and they get those old fogies to the gate on time.
I saw this guy on a bike earlier this week hit a woman.
What?
Like, hit a woman on his bike. Like, kind of, like, glanced a woman on his bike. But it was it made me think of what you're talking about, because it was a situation where I was like, both of you are wrong. The guy on the bike is more wrong.
Was the woman jaywalking or something?
No, she wasn't jaywalking.
So she was a woman in society and you didn't like
no.
it, Tom?
No, but she did such a horrible, like, the opposite of a deer in the headlights. Like, and I do this, like, walking down the street, but she was doing this to an extreme degree of, like, when you're like, oh, I don't know, should I go left or right? But she was doing it through like such a wide berth. It was almost like an obstacle in a video game, like in Paperboy or something. She was like shifting like 5 feet both ways as this guy was coming at her. I almost yelled out like, just stay still, because the guy was doing the same thing, and it was like the weirdest like. The 100% on the guy. The guy was being an asshole because, like, he had the right of way, but he was making a turn. He was making a right-hand turn as people were walking. It was by Union Square. So it's like 50 people are crossing the street right now.
Right.
Like, you can't make a turn on your bike without slowing down.
Right. And they do have the right of way.
Right. But, like, nobody's yielding to you.
Right.
So tough shit. You got to slow down.
Yeah.
But it was a very weird, because he wasn't going that fast, but it was a very weird thing. And that's 100% why I was like, you're not going that fast. Like, you could slow down like 10% more and be able to put your foot on the ground. But he like hit this woman who is going back and forth like, but didn't knock her down, but knocked her shoe off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a very weird, and he didn't.
What kind of shoe was it?
It was like a flip flop or something. Yeah. Like it was an easy, like, but then when he didn't slow down, I took my water bottle. I was going to throw it at him.
Disposable water bottle?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then I thought, I was like, oh, if I like actually hit him, I might like throw him off his bike. But I was like so mad because he didn't stop. Like I said, he like glanced this woman. But it was enough to knock her out of her shoe. And it's like, stop your bike and be like, oh my, I'm sorry. Like, he almost knocked her. It was an older woman, not like super old, but older. And like, it knocked her off balance. She didn't fall, but.
Why were you telling me that story?
I don't know. We were talking about old people. I think that's what it was.
Yeah. And this woman was kind of old.
Yeah, she was kind of old.
If you like the show,
you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can support the show by supporting our wonderful, beautiful sponsors.
Squarespace and Quip, as I recall.
And you can also check out tcgt.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping, and tcgt.com/pledge if you would like to be a Patreon supporter. And you can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. Follow me on Twitter at Tom Reynolds and on Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me on listings at Your Pal Tim.
And yeah, that's all the things I'm going to plug this week. I'm going to keep the plug short.
Yeah, man, that's fine. I'm excited for Halloween this year. Do you have your costume picked out?
I have I have not been invited to a Halloween party yet.
Me neither. Yeah. And I'm away the weekend before Halloween. I think Halloween's on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Oh, so you're away probably like the big Halloween weekend.
Yeah, but I'm hoping to go on Halloween day itself.
Ooh.
I'm hoping to get invited to a party. Hint, hint, everybody. it's a Wednesday this year.
I have a good costume picked out, but I have yet to buy it.
Fucking Batman. Is it a movie costume?
No, it's not a movie costume. I looked a little bit into Superman costumes.
You always threaten to be Superman.
One day.
If you get you're going to Comic-Con next week.
Yeah, this week.
This week. The
day after tomorrow.
Okay. If Dean Cain is going to be there from TV's Lois and Clark.
The New Adventures of Superman.
Yeah. If you go and meet Dean Cain and then get a Superman costume after the fact, it's going to be a big waste of time.
Well, but I mean, the self-confidence necessary to approach Dean Cain wearing a Superman outfit.
I think you'd look better than Dean Cain.
Oh, I don't think so.
Tom, don't sell yourself short. He's not a very attractive man.
Back in the 90s, he was.
Guess what? That was 100 years ago.
Yeah, well, but he's not going to look at me being like, well, you look better in that now than I would. He's going to compare me against 90s him.
Well, you know what? 90s him is dead. So guess what, Dean Cain? Your time is over. It's Tom's time now.
I might get I talked to you earlier about potentially getting a picture with Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher.
Yeah.
I might get a picture of just Terry Hatcher. I'd like to meet Terry Hatcher.
You don't want both of them? I really want you to make a homemade t-shirt that says Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher on it and then get a picture taken with Dean Cain
Yeah. But I told you, like, I feel like because it's $150 to get a picture.
Yeah, it's fine. I told you could use company money. We made some money from Quip and Squarespace this week.
Yeah. So if you want to support our sponsors, know where the money's potentially going.
You'd post the picture online. Everybody here would get
everybody
a
would
kick
enjoy.
Out of it.
They get $150 worth
it's
of.
It's better than you making buying your creep lotions or whatever you buy.
What? Buy creep lotions. Don't imply that that's what I do with the advertising money otherwise. No, but I was saying to you, like, it's $150, and I feel like because it's expensive, at these photo ops, they're always like, so for people that aren't familiar, nowadays, there's autograph sessions and photo op sessions, and the photo ops are in, like, little tiny, like, tents, kind of. But
so nobody else can steal a photo of them.
Yeah, nobody else can see them, and, like, you know, it's nicely lit and there's a camera on a tripod, all that. So it's not like just like a selfie or whatever.
Right.
But I feel like because it's so expensive, like all the people make an effort to like try and make a connection with the person. So they'll comment. And if they commented on me wearing a shirt that's Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher, I would feel very weird about it and probably be like, I don't want to talk about it. Let's just take the picture.
Yeah, which would be great.
So then if I was just taking a picture with the two of them and they were like, what the fuck? This guy's a real asshole.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares if Dean Cain thinks you're an asshole? Dean Cain is undoubtedly an asshole.
He is, yeah.
Right? He's in all those Christian movies, right?
Yeah, he's like a real right-wing guy nowadays.
Yeah.
Terry Hatcher's not, though. She's a very nice woman.
Is she?
Yeah.
Do we know anything about Terry Hatcher?
No, she's like a hippie type nowadays.
Man, them in that little tent. I would go in there just to take the temperature of what's going
on.
No,
apparently, like there's still chemistry between them.
Hmm.
I'll be able to tell you more after I go to their panel. All
right.
I'm at least going to a panel where they're going to talk about.
Tom, if you don't use Complete Guide money, can I just pay for you? Like. I will pay for that picture if you wear a shirt that says Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher.
We'll see.
All right.
And we'll see you next week.
For Halloween month, week two of Halloween month on The Complete Guide to Everything.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.